Thank you for giving me the floor. I just wanted to add a small flavor to what Dr. Bone just said. I think it might be quite useful to shift to, how to say it, not to arms race per se, but to risk reduction, where arms race is a part of the instrument, is one type of instruments that we try to prevent. Risk reduction in space might be a better focus than prevention of arms race, because, well, it seems that even the adversaries can agree on risk reduction much swifter than on, well, preventing arms race or even arms control. And another thing that I want to say, that probably we might think about what qualities actually constitute an arms race. Because usually when we speak about arms race, we're trying to deal with the cycles of the, well, action, reaction procedures. And sometimes these actions and reactions are not based on, well, actual military needs. And this is what we have experienced to a great extent in nuclear domain during the previous Cold War. Because no one ever needed those huge numbers of nuclear warheads that were nuclear bombs that were developed. In space, we are far away from that so far, but we also see situations where this or that actions or intentions, whether explicitly or inexplicitly expressed by different actors, lead other actors to invest in the capabilities, either similar capabilities or capabilities that are perceived as good countermeasures to these capabilities. And in the end, we see that, well, nothing really happened. There are no actual threats, actual, well, space-based weapons, as we've discussed here. And those are, well, quite unviable. But at the same time, we see huge investments in countermeasures, huge investments in research, whether those can be feasible in the future. And this basically wastes the all sorts of resources of our planet. Like, and I'm not speaking only about money, I'm speaking mainly about there is such resources as political capital or the research personnel or some test facilities that can be put to better use. So I think it is very important to not to speak about arms race as some general concept that everyone understands immediately, and not to expect everyone to think and to perceive arms race in space as the same thing. Obviously, as we see even in this room, people have different perceptions and different priorities. Yeah, I hope it makes sense what I just said, and thank you very much.